Here. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and a community connection this morning. Spent a little bit of time with Lauren Green from the Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra. And nearly every year, you seem to pick up some of the classics from musical theater or other places that, you know, good music comes from, but it's not symphonic music per se, but the symphony always has a key role in what's going on.
Well, we do try, as always, to spread the musical wares around in different genres and to not just limit ourselves to Bach and Beethoven, although that's what we're all about.
But if it were not for those guys and those that followed them, you probably wouldn't have much to play.
No, that's right. But at the same time, the musical world is so vast, and so we know our audience is so vast as well that really wants to hear a variety of music. And so we find some of the best of all genres to present. And coming up here at the end of this week, we've got another great one that is a little out of the ordinary, but yet I think it's going to really resonate with a lot of our audience.
Well, there was a collection of artists, some more, I'll say, actors or comedians than actual singers, but known as the Rat Pack. And they did films, they did a little bit of everything in Vegas.
It was this group of guys. Some people may have heard of a couple of them. I don't know. This guy
Peter Lawford had a great film career. I don't know how he managed to get in with some of these other guys.
And Joey Bishop, but really the Rat Pack is known for the three primary members, and that is Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, and Sammy Davis Jr. And these entertainers who did movies together, they did shows in Vegas and concert tours and everything.
They did the original Ocean's 11, although I think the remake was one of the few remakes I liked better than the original, but, you know.
Robin and the Seven Hoods and other classics. But, so they had quite a career back there in the late 50s and early 60s to mid-60s, really. And to bring it back home, and then we can continue talking about the Rat Pack, but we're presenting a concert called the Rat Pack, 100 Years of Frank. And it's three singers who do great, Sammy Davis Jr., Frank Sinatra, and Dean Martin. I guess we'd say emulations, perhaps. It's not a imitations, so to speak, but they do all the great music and some of the shtick in between. And do it all with a symphony orchestra, and it's going to be a great show.
Well, I think all three of them also had their own TV show, the Dean Martin show, Sammy Davis Jr. Well, I'm not sure he had his own TV show, but he was on everybody else's.
Yes, he certainly was the guest to have, and Frank Sinatra, I don't know.
Joey Bishop, I think, was on for a year or two.
Joey Bishop had a couple of years run there in the 60s. And as you say, Peter Lawford was just sort of there, but And actually apparently had quite a falling out because of his connection with the Kennedys eventually. Sinatra blamed him for some things and, never mind the fact that he had associations with gangsters and Kennedy couldn't really do that. But anyway, it was
about Frank
too. Yes, that's what I mean. It was that Kennedy apparently refused to visit Frank because of the gangster association. And there weren't too many lobsters in Palm. No, there probably were lobsters in Palm Springs. Anyway, it's quite a fascinating history. But the bottom line is they did great entertainment. And they when they would perform at the Sands in Vegas, I mean, people would come from all over the country and camp out just to get into their even if one of them was performing, because the chances are that the other guys would show up.
Do a guest appearance.
Yeah, just sort of walk out and, oh, there's Joey, oh, there's Peter, there's, whoever. So this show is going to be great. It has all these standards that you would expect to have heard from these guys back in the 60s.
As a matter of fact, when you mentioned just the radio genre of the standards, it's these guys' repertoire.
You know, it really is. And a lot of these songs were, if not introduced, at least made giant hits.
Yeah.
For instance, I was reading that Dean Martin's signature song,
Everybody Loves Somebody.
Everybody Loves Somebody.
Or Doobie-Doo, but I don't
know. It was recorded multiple times before he ever got a hold of it.
Yeah.
But now you hear that song and you just think, oh, Dean Martin.
Yeah.
And a lot of these songs. So they're doing a lot of these Once in a Lifetime, which of course Sammy Davis is a big hit.
Mm-hmm. final act, or yeah, it was a second act of Stop the World, I Want to Get Off.
Ah.
No, it was the other one, the other Anthony Newley show. I'm sorry, but yeah, it was an Anthony Newley.
Anthony Newley, yeah. Yeah. And Mr. Bojangles, of course, Sammy Davis Jr. did that as well. Again, that came more from the folk genre of Jerry Jeff Walker and Sammy Davis Jr. But Lady is a Tramp and Sinatra, mm-hmm. Fly Me to the Moon, Standing on the Corner. So some of these songs are done by individuals. Some of them are done by the group. And all with the symphony orchestra in background. And I should mention that it's not just your average symphony orchestra,
no.
Because not surprisingly, it's augmented with saxophones. Basically, it's a big band,
mm-hmm.
full big band, and a full symphony orchestra combined.
Yeah.
So we're going to have, 75 people on the stage, and it's going
to
be great.
That's wonderful. And I know it's a logistical nightmare to have that many musicians on the stage for you, but it's going to be a great show.
Oh, it is. It puts out a great sound, and it's so exciting when the rhythm kicks in and, the trumpets start screaming there like big bands do. And these are great arrangements that really emulate the originals. And, Sinatra especially, he had the best arrangements in town,
mm-hmm.
really.
Yeah.
And he could demand the best musicians and the best arrangers. And so that's what this show's all about. It's this Saturday night with the Bartlesville Symphony.
And getting people to help him out like Sammy Kahn and some of the other writers and arrangers
that
did, everything for RCA Victor. It was tremendous.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, Frank Sinatra worked with Nelson Riddle as well on some of those great albums that he put out. So they were all right at the very tops in their time. They tried to keep going beyond the 60s, but they never quite achieved the same cachet, as it were. Frankly, they were all getting sort of older, and they tried to get together back in the 80s.
Frank had a couple of hits in the late 60s, early 70s with Nancy. But
that's right. Well, they all had individual careers, but that whole Rat Pack mystique sort of faded a little bit. They tried to do a tour in the 80s, I believe,
mm-hmm.
and got partway through it, but then one or the other of them started getting sick, and eventually Sammy Davis Jr. developed throat cancer. And so that was sort of the beginning of the end, but... they had a great relationship. They were all noted for this shtick they did on stage of drinking and drinking and drinking and womanizing, and everything was sort of shady and vaguely dirty and whatever. But they say that they were never drunk on stage, it was all an act.
Particularly Dean Martin just had that persona in his movies
and
everything else. And some of the songs that he did, A Little Old Wine Drinker Me and some of the others, were just,
that's right.
He reinforced it.
Oh, yeah, and just his whole sort of slurred way of talking and the fact that he always had a drink in his hand. But anyway, so... It's really interesting to explore the difference between, stage personas and reality. And with these guys, who know? I'm sure they led a pretty fast life.
Yeah.
But our singers are coming from New York. They're Broadway professionals. They do this act here and there. We're anticipating a great time with, really good singing and really fun acting.
I know you probably still putting all the details together once you actually get to rehearse with
right.
But do you expect a fair amount of the shtick in between, as opposed to Lauren simply introducing?
No, it is the shtick. It's fully. It's all. I mean, it'll sound improvised, but it's actually scripted.
Sure.
And I have a script in hand, and so while they work around the script, and sort of freewheel it. At the same time, there's lots of jokes. And I think it's probably a lot that has been sort of lifted from mm-hmm. the actual appearances of the Rat Pack. Because
people know their stuff. I mean, the DVDs are out there.
Yeah, that's right. And so, in reading it through, I say, that sounds legit. So it'll be fun.
Well, and of course, there is the Branson show with the Rat Pack over at the Welk Resort. So, I mean, it's out there in a lot of different ways.
Yes, that's right. And there are several groups of singers that do this. This comes from a company called Broadway Pops International, and they are the same management that has provided us with our Motown concert a couple years ago, and before that, the Rodgers and Hammerstein concert we did with Mr. Hammerstein's son mm-hmm. even came. And so... great singers, great performers, thorough professionals, and actually, one of the performers for the Rat Pack was here before singing Rodgers and Hammerstein. So okay. He does the whole gamut. It's Nat Chandler. So he's a great singer and a great actor. So we anticipate a good show.
Well, it's nice to have somebody whose voice fits more than one genre, too.
You know, that's the way with these guys. They are very versatile, and they adapt their voice and their acting style and their comedy style to the show that they're in.
Yeah, that says a lot also about, I think, the choices that you have made, along with, I'm sure, some of your symphony board, but still the choices that you've made in programming over the years.
We try to find something that's a little off the beaten path, but yet will have a broad appeal. Mm-hmm. Hence the Motown program a couple years ago, or this one that will appeal to our general demographic, but yet broaden out just a bit. Frankly, the Rat Pack is very retro and in some ways.
Yeah.
And so that time of the late 50s, early 60s appeals not only to the people who were there, people sort of your age and my age, but also to people whose parents, or maybe even, forbid it, grandparents were there.
Well, I mean,
and
singers like Michael Bublé and some of the other current singers have revived those songs.
Absolutely. The songs and the style and that whole big band sound. And Bublé is a good example, and Harry Connick, and of really just that crooner, but with a lot of musical substance, not just barroom music. But
I could easily see either one of those two singers also reaching back a little bit further into some of the Bing Crosby stuff and reviving some of those.
So it's going to be a fun show. It's the concluding concert of the season, which we've gone a lot of different directions, mm-hmm. a lot of different...
Starting off with the Spanish
nationalities.
Music,
we had Spanish music, and we had Russian music, and so forth. And next year, it's going to be another variety-packed season with Americans like Jimmy Webb and the Annie Moses Band, and a whole lot of other surprises coming in store.
Yeah, well, I think it's nice to see Jimmy Webb come back just with an Oklahoma connection and everything else.
Yeah.
And I mean, people instantly know his music, MacArthur's Park, Up, Up, and Away, so many others.
Wichita Lineman, he did so much with Glenn Campbell, worked so closely with him. So he's going to actually kick off our season next year in October. And be with us, do sort of a one-man show with an orchestra backup. Mm-hmm. And he's a pianist, a singer, songwriter, and boy, he has the stories to tell.
Yeah.
He'll have a new book out right about that time. And so Jimmy Webb, it'll be a real treat to get him here.
Okay, we will conclude this time with Lauren Green when we continue in just a moment.
If you're replacing your old windows, make sure you replace your old window problems. Go with the most trusted name in windows, Anderson Windows and Doors. Time proven, durable, low maintenance, and energy efficient. And with their beautiful wood interiors, you're not just replacing, you're upgrading. Anderson 400 Series replacement products, because there's no replacement for confidence. See Anderson Windows and Doors at Overlees Woods Lumber Company on Nowata Road in Bartlesville.
1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and again, previewing Saturday's Bartlesville Symphony Concert. It is this Saturday, right?
It is this Saturday, May 6th at 7:30 at the Bartlesville Community Center. And, it's going to be a fun show. We are doing the usual pre-concert chit-chat with mm-hmm. the conductor. I'm not sure exactly what I'll say. Hopefully, I'll have some of the soloists with me. But we'll talk about the Rat Pack and the music and the... Who knows?
Well, frequently, as I kind of look at what I believe these performers will be doing, they've done some research to make sure they've got the gestures right. They've probably watched all kinds of film of these guys.
You can bet they have. You can bet they have. And to just know how to present these songs. There's songs that many of us could sort of whistle or hum or even sing, but to do it in just that way that Dean Martin would have done it. Or Sammy Davis, that takes art.
I think Dean Martin is one of the easier ones, at least as I sit here think about it, to imitate, but to get it right.
You could sort of caricature it.
Yeah.
Yes.
It takes a lot of work to get it right. You could muddle through a karaoke version of one of his songs without too much trouble. But again, like you say, to caricature is one thing, to get it right is something else.
Dean Martin always impressed me as being sort of a guy who, I don't know what he was really, but he sort of sang on the side, He was just, he wasn't a singer. Like Sinatra was a singer.
Yeah.
In my mind, at least, he's a singer who then went into acting and developed as a fairly good actor.
Mm-hmm.
Dean Martin was just sort of there. You know, he did comedy, he did songs, he did a little shtick, he did dancing,
But he could hold his own with John Wayne pretty well, too.
But that's right. He did get into acting and did some great appearances in some of those Westerns. Who would have thought, you know?
He was just one of the just group of singers with Italian heritage, Sinatra, Perry Como.
That's true.
So many of them had that that Italian sound.
Yeah, that's very interesting, but it's true. And so anyway, we're looking for
his name that he was born with, I think, was Crocetti, but you know.
Crocetti. And I was thinking, what was Sinatra's name? Francis. Was it Sinatra? It was Sinatra.
I think it was Sinatra, yeah.
Yeah, he didn't change it. Yeah. But anyway, they had all those East Coast roots and then came out to the West Coast and had amazing careers and just entertained, you know. So it's really quite a phenomenon where entertainers can have that much cachet and that much draw, that just the mention, you know who they are, you know what it is, and in those days, you wanted to be there.
I would think would be fun for your musicians. They have spent a career of, you know, getting the Bach, the Beethoven, the Brahms all right. They can sit down with it and with a little bit of work hit it every time. But this ought to be fun music to play.
It is fun music. The nice thing about this is it's really straight ahead, big band sort of stuff. A lot of it.
Yeah.
And some of it is a little symphonic. Some of the Sammy Davis arrangements and so forth. But the Sinatra and stuff is really. It kicks.
Yeah.
It really goes, and so it's fun. I mean, even the strings get some really jazzy licks. The hazard to doing this sort of stuff for an orchestra can be that you wind up with what we would call goose eggs on the page. Mm-hmm. Just a lot of whole notes where they're holding these chords while the singer does the stuff, and they're sort of anonymous in the background. And so you don't want that, because then the players will get bored. Mm-hmm. It's fun music, but it's, is this over with yet? But this isn't that sort of a show. This is where the orchestra is really active and they're participating and playing some real solid music, some of which is fairly difficult, but it's all very exciting. So we're looking forward to that.
Sure. And like you said, augmented brass and probably augmented percussion. Somebody out front with a trap set too, I imagine.
Yep. We've got a full rhythm section, piano, bass, drums, and then that's augmented with 5 saxophones and 4 trumpets and 4 trombones. And then the regulars of the orchestra as well,
sure,
the woodwinds and strings. So.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Well, again, and like you said, this concludes this particular concert season, but will people be able to buy next year early?
You know, I think so. I think they will have opportunities to buy at discount rate for next season. And so that's something to keep in mind and be a part of that season, which is our 60th anniversary season and my 40th anniversary season. And I started when I was 5 years old conducting, and so it
you and Mozart, I don't understand. Speaking of which, of course, the symphony will be.
Yes, I was going to mention that, and we'll be on that stage in just a month or two it's just about a month, really, as we back up a couple of the Mozart headliners this year, Michael Martin Murphy and Chris Mann.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. Michael Martin Murphy was here like 17, 18 years ago, but it'll be nice to renew that acquaintance.
Yeah, he's a great singer. So there's gamut from Western and cowboy with Michael Martin Murphy to more sort of pop and big band sort of sound with Chris Mann.
The children of the Beach Boys and the Mamas and the Papas here, too, with Wilson Phillips.
That's right.
So all the way around.
That's right.
Thank you so much for coming in.
You bet.
Get your tickets for Saturday night. It's going to be an outstanding performance with everything from Old Black Magic to Everybody Loves Somebody, The Lady is a Tramp, and more with the Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra. News on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network.
ONN News, I'm Jacqueline Scott.